Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're living with your girlfriend, and all of a sudden, her mom moves in.
Hey, everybody's welcome.
And then your girlfriend decides to question the relationship. That's the basic gist of Text Roulette this morning, 414-432-1099. This guy needs your advice. The text says, my girlfriend's mom moved into our two-bedroom apartment in June because she couldn't afford the rent at her old apartment. I was told it was temporary, but it seems permanent. I'm cramped. I told my girlfriend I'd get my own place, but she took that as a status report on our relationship. Do I stay or break up with her? Do I stay or do I go? Well, I don't know if you're breaking up with her. I mean, if she decides, well, you're going to move out, then we're breaking up. That's on her, isn't it?
Love them or leave them.
Yeesh. Mom comes in the picture. All of a sudden now he's trying to be a nice dude and he feels cramped. Well, it's just, you feel cramped. I mean,
we don't know.
Is there other stuff going on though?
We don't know the situation of why the mom is going through some financial hardships.
No, not at all.
But when the children need to become the parents, that's a tough dynamic.
Yeah.
And that they're trying to take care of her. Look, is she making meals and cleaning and paying some of the rent? I mean, that might help a little bit. But I can see where for this guy, it's not his mom, it's her mom.
Right.
There's people I know that don't even want to share a bathroom with in-laws. If they're on a vacation, they'll say, yeah, we'll get our own hotel room and have our own bathroom.
Your mom. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of Warranty Forever. This is Text Roulette. Anybody go through something like this where you had an in-law, maybe your boyfriend's mom or dad move in? How'd you handle it?
There needs to be...
Maybe there could be some advice for this guy.
A time limit.
In the bathroom, you're saying? Or
that too.
Yeah, right.
When mom needs to leave, and he has every right to say, look, if you want to live and help support your mom, what does our future look like?
Maybe that's what he's, yeah.
Peace out.
You would be out?
I would have a conversation about timelines of what's the expectation. I mean, even when there was moments in life when I did move back home, when I moved back from Green Bay to Milwaukee.
Hard. Yeah.
And my husband at the time was in school, and this was 2008, and the recession had just hit. And so buying a property was all up in the air,
right?
And he was in school. And so we moved in with my in-laws at the time, and it was for 19 months that we were there. And it really was, it was great. Everyone had space, and we were able to save a lot of money and pay off some things, and that was all fine and good. But I remember that we all had an understanding of what the time limit was.
Like you had a time limit?
And the time limit was when he was done with school, we would then find our own place. And we did. And that's how you get through those long days. When you remember there's a date on the calendar. But also, if you leave things open-ended.
That's rough.
Why would they ever be motivated to put themselves in a better spot financially to get out of there?
This is just temporary. Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll just stay here for a little bit. I really don't have a plan. 414.
If there's no plan, that means your future plans are up in the air, and it's time to reevaluate this and maybe get out of this relationship.
414-432-1099. We want to hear from you, Mix family. What do you think? Help this Mix listener out. Girlfriend's mom moved into the two-bedroom apartment back in June. So it's only been a couple months because she couldn't afford the rent
you
at her old apartment.
You say that. You're not the one living in it.
Right?
It probably feels like double the time of what it actually is.
Probably what this guy is saying. I was told it was temporary, but it seems permanent. I'm cramped and told my girlfriend I'd get my own place, but she took that as a status report on our relationship.
As she should.
Should I stay work this out, or do I move on? Do I break up with her? 414-432-1099. We've got text from our Siding Unlimited text line, so we'll get to those and your calls coming up here on The Mix.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.